Episode 1822, Focus is a Superpower.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. It's a brand new start of a beautiful week. Yes, it's the first full week of the new year. You know what? It's Mindset Monday. Come on, focus is a superpower. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Yes, it's coming up, so be watching your inbox. We're going to have new newsletters beginning, and also listen right here. You'll get all the information in the next few weeks. It's so exciting. All right, now that we have that, focus is a superpower. Everyone needs a mindset reset to refresh their GPS system and keep their focus. Where are you headed this year? The mind will take you as far as it can see. Focus is a superpower. When you have a lack of focus, you have a lack of direction. The two go hand in hand. Have you ever noticed that when football players only rely on their physical strength, they get distracted easily and usually fail to perform their task? Yeah, watch them. Watch how they run the field. Maybe you know nothing about football, but you can actually learn something by watching the football players. Also, football players work hard to build their bodies, to take the impact of tackles and hits over and over and over again. But if they only depend on their physical strength, they're forgetting their biggest superpower, focus. The game of football isn't about being big and muscular. Yeah, it may look good. They may feel real good because they can, you know, they've got lots of guns, both on their legs and their arms, everything. But football is a game of direction and focus. When you get your focus right, it prepares you for the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And those players, they've got a lot of miles, a lot of yards to run. For the players that understand this concept, they make key changes in the middle of a play. This is what makes a great team. They are in the game and focused. It's not about what they're going to do after the game or next week. They're not thinking about, hey, we're going to go out with the guys over here, or, oh my gosh, I've got family and finances to worry about. They're not thinking about the move. They're not even thinking about what contract they might sign if they don't win the wild card game. No, they're focused right there and then, because otherwise what happens then? They're distracted. All that other stuff is like whoop, 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 whoop. They begin to what? Multitask on the field. You see, focus is a superpower. What is your focus now? What are the things that keep you focusing on that are actually a distraction? You see, there's two questions here that when you think about them, yeah, you might be able to ramble something off really quickly. But if you think a little longer, it can become a little complicated. What is your focus now? What do you want to accomplish? And what things are you focusing on that are actually distractions? You know, this really struck me hard as I began diving into some verses and reflecting on them. And it really did. It stopped me in my tracks. It comes from James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Let me read it to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. A double-minded woman, a double-minded man will not receive anything from God, because just like the ocean, they're easily tossed side to side by the wind. You know, when I think about multitasking, when you think about multitasking, you might think it's good. Us women, oh yeah, we're pretty good at it. some women are better than others. And men, you can do it, but you're wired differently. So usually the multitasking is more woman related. And so when I began to really look at these, it stopped me, because the very end, it says, such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Most of us, I wouldn't say pride ourselves in being great multitaskers, but man, if we can do two or three things at the same time, we're like, yes, we got it. Yeah, it might be good. But looking at multitasking in this context, in these verses, it's actually a distraction. Your focus is being tossed side to side, therefore not being able to keep moving consistently forward. A lack of focus is a lack of direction. You become stuck, overwhelmed. You give up. You run and hide from your own dreams. When you get your focus right, it prepares you for the next step in your life. So reset your focus. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Reset your focus. The mind is amazing, but we have to work our minds in order to gain results. You know, if you have talents and you don't utilize them or grow them, what's going to happen? They're going to wither away. You just can't say, oh yeah, I'm good at this, but you just let them sit there or you go hide them. Are you doing anything with them? No. So you're going to lose them. So reset your focus. What does that look like in real life? Number one, begin with what you know. You have to know where you're at in order to go somewhere else, right? Think about your GPS system, whether you have one that's built in your car, whether you have like a Garmin, you know, because your car is so old. We won't talk about how old my car is. You know, I rely on my phone. Regardless, right? Think about a GPS system. You always reference what? Your starting point in order to get the direction to the specifics. If you are coming over from England to the United States, don't you think your route's going to be a little bit different than going from California to Washington, D.C.? Yeah, right? You can't walk from England to the United States. It's not going to work. I mean, I guess you could try, but you're going to have to take some other transportation. You just can't walk on water. It'd be nice, but it doesn't work that way. So begin with what you know. You have to have what? A starting point. So where are you? Begin with what you know. Number two, know who you want to become. Know who and what you want to become, right? What you behold is what you become. You've probably also heard, what you think about, you bring about, right? Are you going to give in to all the world's hype? Or are you making the decision to stay focused on who you are created to be? You are fearfully, wonderfully made. You are so unique. There is no one like you. You have dreams and fire in your belly that no one else has, that only you can fulfill. But you have to know who you want to become. Finally, number three, become by taking aim. It's the actions that you take, right? What gets you moving? That focus. You have to put your eye into focus. Matthew 6:22 says, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. It also goes on to say that if you focus on darkness, guess what? It will be nothing but full of darkness. You want your eye focused. Now, whatever that action is that you need to take it boldly. And sometimes waiting is an action, right? It's doing something. Waiting is an action. Some people say, well, I'm not really doing anything. I'm waiting. Well, how are you waiting? Are you waiting the way God is having you wait? Or are you waiting because you're lazy? There's a difference, right? So number one, begin with what you know. Number two, know who you want to become. And number three, become by taking aim. This year, I want you excited for what's to come. I'm excited for what's to come. Now, you know, there's going to be things that you love. There's going to be things that you wish didn't happen. And there's going to be things that you hoped for. In all this uncharted territory, God is your maker. He's your creator. He knows what breaks you, and he knows what fixes you. He knows how to get to your heart. So step into the greatness designed by him and reset your focus. Be willing to play big when he asks. Be willing to rest when instructed. Be willing to listen without hesitation. Be willing to move even when stuck. Sometimes we find ourselves in those situations, right? We're standing there and we feel like our legs are so heavy. We are literally sunken in concrete that no matter what we do or try to do, we can't move. You've got to be willing to move. And it's really taking a hard look as to where you are. 2020 can be an absolutely amazing year with challenges and celebrations. But one thing you have to do is you have to be willing to reset your focus. So my prayer for you is this. It comes from Proverbs 24, verses 25 through 27. Set your gaze on the path before you. With fixed purpose, looking straight ahead, ignore life's distractions. Watch where you're going. Stick to the path of truth, and the road will be safe and smooth before you. Don't allow yourself to be sidetracked for even a moment or take the detour that leads to darkness. That is my prayer for you today. Set your gaze on the path before you. You can do absolutely anything. It's time to light your belief torch. It's time to walk with purpose and by faith. Use your focus, because focus is a superpower. No matter what happens, know that God's got you. And when you're ready, he's already gone before you. Go out today, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.